Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The score! Drive inside. Shot blocked. Siakam throws it back.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was brutally beaten.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to do it.
No, and I hope the man who was brutally beaten is now okay. Thanks to our fabulous guest. Herb Howard was just in studio. He was fantastic. Thanks also to Ryan Spielborgs. He was a wonderful guest at 11 o'clock. You heard him earlier. That was a lot of fun, too. Thanks to our producers. We have Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer.
Also, Jim Margulis, the managing editor of SoxMachine.com. Thanks to him as well.
A Friday with Jim Margulis is a bit old school on this show. That was great. Thanks to our video team, Matt Anaya on his last day, and Connor O'Donnell. And now we get to bring in Luke Kanellis. Great to see you, and Mark Grody.
And before we get to them, though, let's remind people, hey, Chicago sports fans, Chicago Sports Network, now available on Comcast Xfinity. That's Channel 200. Catch over 300 live Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games each year. Visit chsn.com for more details. Chicago Sports Network, where Chicago comes first.
It's really happening. It's really happening. You can now watch White Sox games on CHSN.
It'll cost the ultimate tier, but also I can't watch because apparently as of Monday, they're taking it off over the air, which is how I've been watching.
So you got to figure that out. You got the contraption? Is that what you had the whole antenna?
Can I get it on DirecTV still?
I don't have DirecTV, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I gotta make some decisions between now and...
I thought the rich people had DirecTV. That's why you had it.
Oh, yeah. That's Layla you're speaking of, not me.
I don't speaking have DirecTV. Layla,
well, rich people. I have
RCN.
All I heard was rich people.
Speaking of Layla, I just want to make sure I'm around if the sky went tonight and she's dancing with Swirsky.
It's tomorrow, and yes, I did tell David Haw. I was like, we will come up with a dance routine. That will happen.
Can't wait to see it. I've seen her dance before.
Luna, he has.
What do we owe this honor of you gracing us here in the
studio?
The
honor is mine. Come on, man. Marshall, Layla, Mark.
Hey.
I mean, this is truly an opportunity. The last time I was in these studios was over a year ago with Gabe Ramirez. And before that, it was Mully and Haw for about a half a dozen times. And then Tanny didn't want to invite me back. So he finally gave me the opportunity to come back here in afternoon drive. Oh, my gosh. I've been blessed. I don't have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be here for morning drive.
That's actually fair. That's a little bit of a rougher pull for some people. I'm a morning person. I never have a problem doing the morning shift.
Got conditioned to the night shift, working so many nights in TV. Like, it's still something I'm having to ease back into, working a normal shift.
I'm a night shift guy. You know what? It reminded me of a story. I did mornings on ESPN Radio. Mm-hmm. When ESPN Radio first launched, it was Tony Bruno, Mike Olick, and myself.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was living in the Gold Coast on Oak Street between Clark and LaSalle, and I had to get up at 2:30 in the morning, all right, to walk to the Hancock Building. At that time, the ESPN radio studios were in the Hancock Building. And I hit State and Delaware and heard gunshots at 2:45 and didn't know where to hide. And at that point, I said, I'm not sure I'm cut out for morning drive either, because who knows what happens at 2:45 in the morning as I'm walking to the Hancock building.
Yes, it's a spooky time. It is. I did mornings here at the Score doing updates in for 7-8 years, doing like back to the Mully and Hanley show and then the Mully and Haw show. So I would get up. And I was living in Streeterville for most of the time, and it was just such a weird scene. The people that were coming back from going out, just a tinge.
Did you have FOMO? Like you were missing something? Like
a little bit.
Wonder
yeah.
what happened tonight.
Like this is what's been, like. I'm the square who's been sleeping all night, who's walking into work right
now.
Well, all of the people coming back just had a great time, and I do remember walking in one time. It's also very lonely, and there's not a lot of cars, obviously. And then we talk about the people. There was a car. That it was a really nice vehicle that kind of it's dark out, right? Not a lot of lights where I was near the kind of close to the NBC tower. There's a car that's just rolling up behind me, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And then the car, all of a sudden, the window comes down, and a lady says, Mark Grody, would you like a drive into work? And it was, ladies and gentlemen, from down the hallway, Felicia Middlebrooks.
Wow.
Who used to be is one of the classic hosts of the morning show on WBBM, which she performed for years with Pat Cassidy. And she just, like, every day we joked about that. She's like, you thought I was somebody who was going to come up and rob you or something like that. It was the one and only Felicia Middlebrooks of WBBM radio.
That's a happy story.
It is kind
like
of a happy story.
Happy
Did you
Friday.
Like that?
Yeah.
Look at your face. You do look happy right now. Like that. I appreciate your appreciation of the story I just
Always,
told.
Always, Grody.
I got inside you a little bit.
I'm just working with you. Maybe I'll see you again one day in these studios and it won't be transition.
He's mad. I've been cheating on these guys. Lou, I don't know if you know this, but I get to work with Layla and Marshall. Yeah, I get to work with them 2 days a week, but we're a little bit off the tracks right now. I've been doing the afternoons the last 2 days. There was an issue earlier this week as well. Next week, I'm going to be filling in doing the afternoon show all week. So there's a little bit of a strain going on right now in the relationship. If you feel discomfort right now, that's what it is. And just wait till I return with them. I might just be frozen out. Who knows?
I don't feel any issues here. But, okay. But I do want to ask my two TV friends here about
TV
the adjustment
talk.
From TV to radio.
Oh, that's a good question.
TV is fun. I sometimes do TV over at the ABC 7. It's very fun.
But you did it every day, and now you're doing radio every day. That's really where I was going
with it. The radio is preferred.
You've got 4 hours to get your opinion out, right?
Yes,
I know
you've
got plenty of opinion.
You go from having maybe a minute and a half in a sports cast to like, we got to do this, to just, hey, you got time to let it breathe. And that's something I've had to allow myself to do is just to let it breathe. I don't have to talk as fast. I don't have to we got this. And it's a much more optimal situation for myself to be in. I can't speak for the lovely Lou Brahimi.
I mean, I think that the hard part is that in TV and sports, I think 30 minutes is optimal for that medium. You know, like when we're on the show with you, we get to kind of suss things out a little bit, talk about it, let the show breathe. In 3 minutes, when we're trying to make sure everybody needs to know what they need to know, and if we're lucky enough to have like a feature or something from one of our reporters, it's hard because at that point, you know, you're trying to figure out what is the least important thing for the viewer to know that you're trying to take out. So it's nice to come from a place where you can add, you know, and it's cool because you guys, you know, Fox, you have that time too where you can add, and that's great whenever you can let it cook like that. The 30-minute show on TV to me is the best. And then it kind of goes from there as to how to make it work.
Well, I'll tell you guys, as a listener, you guys are doing a great job.
Appreciate
you guys really
that,
are doing a great job. I'm telling you, it's just been great conversation I listened to, and you make me think back to my old talk radio days when I was on with the huge show before you came to town, Marshall.
Okay.
I know Layla was here and Grody was here and brought back great memories. So listen, 4 hours, I tell people on TV, 4 hours is a heavy lift. Try just talking for 4 hours.
Yep.
It's not easy. People think, oh, you get behind the mic, talk about what you did last night, maybe throw a few sports stories out there. It's a piece of cake. It's not a piece of cake.
But that's what you're about to do. You're in the middle of doing the 4 hours
right
now.
And I'm scared to death. Thank God I got Grody leading the way.
Lou's got notes on napkins over here. The man is a machine. He takes notes in all forms.
I'm old school. I'd be bringing a, if they still brought newspapers to work, I'd be bringing in a stack of newspapers that I'd underline stuff on.
Dude, so. I got a chart over here. Hey man, okay? If it works, that's what works. You want to know the first thing I have written down?
What's in the top left hand corner?
It's the score of the Cubs game last night, and then PCA.
PC Pay?
That home run he hit last night, dead center field. Like, it's just not good. And I also feel like every time he hits a home run or knocks a run in, it's like another step forward or another unprecedented moment. This many stolen bases, that many RBIs, this many home runs for a player in this point in his career with the Cubs. So it continues to be like, it's normalized a little bit, the Pete Crow Armstrong stuff. Like, we're starting to get used to and accept that he's really good. But every time he hits a home run or does something with the bat or on the bases, it's a wow moment. It's a write it down on the chart
it's
moment.
Electric.
Or throwing a guy out. I think he was the only Cubs outfielder last night that didn't throw a guy out last
night. Sometimes you just got to look and around and say, I want to be more like Kyle Tucker and Ian Happ.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, the home run Happ hit last night.
Yeah, I think they shorted him on that a little bit.
Yeah.
On the distance charted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I also have a burning hot gossip question for Wendell Canellis.
Go for it.
And Lou and I do talk a lot of hot goss when we're not on air, but this one needs to be shared with the people.
Spill the
Sounds
tea.
Good.
You know, you started it because somebody asked Giannis in Milwaukee for a restaurant recommendation, and he says Avli, and we all know Giannis seems to be on the move, so... Do we think Avli is enough to get him here to Chicago?
Well, are we talking about this now, or are we talking about it later in the show?
Oh, this is it. You're trying to steal this
show
topic. You know what, Lou? If you want to give a little bit right now, because the audience that's listening right now is like, no, you can't. We can't do this to the audience. So
I didn't know you guys.
No, it's okay. This is radio. No, things happen. We don't script this stuff out.
I need to know what cities Avli is in right now.
Right now, Chicago and Milwaukee.
Just those two cities.
Well, hold on, Lou.
But
you have
also, it's in the air.
It's what? In the air?
Yeah, isn't it on American Airlines flights?
Oh, it's on American Airlines in business class as well.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
On all the nonstops from O'Hare to Europe.
Why don't we do a little interview with Lou here right now?
Okay.
Lou,
all right, go for
Lou, here's the question. Is there a chance that Giannis could end up playing in Chicago because he likes Chicago?
No.
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 You just ruined all the rest of my questions.
Well, no, but
let me say this. Let me add Mark to that.
Yes.
Not because he wouldn't want to play in Chicago.
It's just
he
not.
Loves Chicago.
Yeah.
I just do not think that the Bucks could make it happen with the Bulls in a trade that made sense for both franchises.
The Bucks want these things. They're called assets for their player.
Marshall loves this.
Wait, it's just true. No. Lou knows. Layla knows. And you will know if you want to admit right now.
But
you will know.
I'm a dreamer.
You can't pay Giannis and like Spanakopita and like.
I wish I could, but that's why we opened up in Milwaukee so he could eat as much Spanakopita as he wanted to the point that, spinach was just pouring out.
It's really good.
I've really had like a taste for the what do you call it, the fire cheese?
Oh, Saganaki.
Saganaki's
good.
Yeah,
I've had
some of that for lunch.
Really? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
before
nice.
Before I got here. Yeah,
what a great idea for lunch.
It's excellent.
So, yeah, back to Mark's question.
Yeah, go back.
Look, would we love to see Giannis here? Sure. Would we love to see any superstar here? Absolutely. Until the Bulls stockpile real assets, as in not just players, but also draft capital, they're not going to be able to attract any of these guys through trade. And getting someone to come here through free agency seems very, very, very uninspiring because of who they'd be playing with. Is there any superstar in this league that says, I want to join that roster as is, not even taking anything away as a free agent, and say, we'll have a chance to win a title?
Everybody wants to play with Matis Buzelis, don't you know?
Matis Buzelis in 5 to 6 years, yes.
Josh Giddey, no. Kobe White, no. And you're right, Marshall, that's the problem here in town. There's no appeal. And while he loves the city, and he really truly does, but I also believe he really truly loves Milwaukee as well. That's what he's all about. He's made it clear, I've heard from within his camp, that if he was to leave Milwaukee, he would go to Miami.
New York.
Or New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all this talk about Houston having all this type of cap room, if the Bucks are going to do him right. Now, the Bucks inevitably could trade him wherever the hell they want. All right. But if the Bucks are going to do him right and they feel like we owe it to Giannis Antetokounmpo for what he did for this organization, bringing a championship to the city of Milwaukee, then I think, and if you go online right now, something just came out in New York City about the Knicks real hot about putting together a tsunami package to go get Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I found it very interesting when they made the move with Tibbs the other day. I said to myself, I get it. Tibbs has burned out guys and maybe wore out his welcome in New York over the last couple of years. But I said to myself, they're making a move because they want to go for the big tuna. And that's Giannis. Yeah. And I think they're going to they're going to put together a package for Milwaukee that is going to be so incredibly attractive that Milwaukee will be able to accept it, feel good about it, sell it to its fan base, and Giannis will be happy working Madison Avenue
and
on the East Coast.
That would put the Knicks over the top.
And there's talk about Jason Kidd possibly going to the Knicks too.
And Jason Kidd coached Giannis in Milwaukee. And Jason Kidd coached Jalen Brunson in Dallas.
I see the path.
So there's a relationship.
I see the path there. The path to Chicago, I don't see that.
And Worldwide West is part of this.
You know, Worldwide West got his fingers in everything. Yeah. He's
so
like a puppeteer.
They know exactly what kind of relationships need to be massaged to make this happen.
According to the Giannis biography, though, I thought that Jason Kidd and him may not be on the best of terms. Like that was a part of this. Like when that book came out, there were a lot of incendiary quotes about Jason Kidd. Now that was before Kidd got the Mavericks to the finals, for example. But still,
I would be surprised if it was a reason why he'd be against a move like that.
Well, and sometimes you go back on and look differently at decisions.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. I mean, people grow, and I think Jason Kidd will admit that he has grown as a head coach in the NBA. And I'm sure that there's some type of meeting that's going to take place before anything happens. And again, I am not insinuating that a deal's already been worked out between the Bucks and the Knicks. But right away, when Tibbs got let go earlier this week, I said to myself, really, where are the Knicks? How far away are they from reaching the finals?
That's it.
And being a player? And I said, they're one big big
he's the guy.
Guy.
That's
right. Unfortunately,
they thought there were one big last year that they traded for.
Well, I think this thing is better than that big.
Is Brunson the guy? When you look at Jalen Brunson, do you say, man, he's the guy?
I mean, pretty close. He's pretty close to being the guy. Like,
he's put up incredible numbers.
Becky Hammon says no. I could tell you that.
But no, absolutely. I mean, I think we've seen it, Lou. He's obviously not, because they failed ultimately against Indiana. What I'm wrestling with right now, if that was to happen, I'm conflicted over whether or not I would like it, because my instinct usually is to, no, I hate the New York Knicks. That's the Bulls' rival from the 90s. You feel a certain way about the New York Knicks organization. But dirty little secret, I've enjoyed this. I enjoyed Indiana, New York, maybe because it did bring back that nostalgia. And instead of like hating on those two teams, it made me think, God, it would be awesome for the Bulls to be in this party right damn now, to be part of this. I don't know how sustainable this Pacers thing is. Like, if they're that team really going into next year, like if they're here for good, like the idea of this collection of teams being good in the Eastern Conference is exciting to me.
the Jason Tatum piece of this is what's going to determine the answer to the question you just asked.
Oh, okay.
How he comes back, yeah. If he's healthy, yeah. Let's say halfway through the season. Because
it's still the Celtics is what
it's
you're
still,
saying.
It's still the Celtics. And without Jason Tatum, they're a different team. But that could allow Jaylen Brown to like go into MVP-type season mode. And just understand this. The Bulls are the worst team in their own division, even though they finished 39-43. All other four teams finished not only ahead of them, but securely in the playoffs.
So they're not close to the party yet, is what you're saying.
The Cavaliers, Pacers, who finished second in the division.
The Cavs, Bucks, I didn't even mention them.
And the Detroit Pistons, who are up and coming, all in the same division with the Bulls, and all doing much better than the Bulls.
Oh, man. So I don't know. Lou, how do you feel about... You covered Lou Kanellis, the greatest sideline reporter this town has ever seen. Covered the Bulls, the 90s Bulls on the sideline and those battles against the New York Knicks. How would you feel about the Knicks becoming a super team? And did you get the feel-good fuzzies watching the New York Knicks play in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Indiana Pacers?
I think the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals is great for the NBA. I loved watching it. It tore my heart out that Indiana won that series.
Oh, you really?
I wanted the Knicks up against SGA in the NBA Finals. I wanted to see who was going to be on Celebrity Row in that first row out at Madison Square Garden, because there is nowhere. And I've been blessed. I was with the Bulls during those championship years when Charles Smith couldn't get it into the bucket. And I watched some of those great games at the Garden. There was an United Center, number one, 1A, and maybe even tied with the United Center. There's nothing better than Madison Square Garden when the Knicks are really good, and the Knicks are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I thought you were going to say Chicago Stadium as 1B.
That
might be just the sound. The United Center, a superior building to the Chicago Stadium, but just the acoustics?
The energy.
The acoustics, I thought it was a different animal, the Chicago Stadium.
The vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and just how close the fans are.
Exactly. Just had
Marshall, there was such a vibe, man, during the Bulls run when it was a who's who of who was sitting on the bottom of that bowl.
Siskel and Ebert and Oprah back then.
I saw it from my television set.
True story. So I worked for Mitch, okay? And as part of my deal that I was doing radio along with TV, along with Sideline. I was doing pre-half post on the radio station along with Mitch, and part of my deal was two tickets to every Bulls game, and the Bulls tickets were worth more than what I was getting paid.
Oh, I bet.
By the station.
I bet.
That makes a lot of sense, just given how popular the Bulls were, what our salaries were at that time as an industry. Yeah, that tracks.
I love it. We're going to pull more of that stuff out of Lou, hopefully, organically throughout the show. Lou Kanellis from Box 32 is here. So we will talk about Lou's fascinating career for sure. We also both, Lou and I, just happen to have come in here. We both have separate sources telling us things about the White Sox impending sale down the road here. I have been told something just to add an answer to a question that I think people might have and should have. I will try to provide some clarity on that. And Lou, I don't even know what Lou has.
Maybe the same question offer some clarity to as well.
Maybe it is. Maybe we're both learning the same information, but we'll bring that together.
And it's good info.
Yes.
It's really good info.
I find it to be very interesting. But now I'm really interested to see if we have the same information. And then we'll compare sources. No, I would never do that. So we've got that coming up. We have Danny Green on with us today, Odyssey Sports Insider, and of course, a former player. Danny Green is going to join us at 3:00 to talk about the NBA Finals. We will have Bruce Levine on at 4:25. That's right. Things are happening for the Chicago White Sox. So Bruce will join us. And then at 5:00, we've got John Morosi. We will talk Cubs and Sox and Major League Baseball with them. It is Mark Grody and Lou Kanellis in today for Spiegel and Holmes, who have the day off. Marshall and Layla, I know I'll work with you guys again someday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah, bye, guys. Bye. This is Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.